Gary Williams is a researcher and teacher at the Murubai Aboriginal Language Centre in Nambucca on the mid-north coast. He is also my teacher of Gumbangia language. Ginagay, Gary.
Ginagay, Fiona. Nindadaroi.
Ninayamdaroi. Nindadaroi. Now, we have been learning Gumbangia language, you know, for a little while on and off. But as an Aboriginal elder in Nambucca, how does it feel, firstly, to know that of the original 250 Aboriginal languages, that only 20 are now widely spoken?
Well, for me, it shows what we're facing is the reality of what we're facing is the, you know, the what happened after colonisation, and that in the last few decades that steps have been made to keep either languages going or strong or trying to revive languages.
Can you tell us a little bit about Murubai? It's quite unique in the sense that there are not many Aboriginal language centres like it in New South Wales nor in Australia.
Well, Murubai started off as an idea from a group of elders back in the early to middle 80s. They were looking around for somebody. They were lucky they found an brother, Steve Morelli, who then did the dictionaries. Back then, they had the foresight to find somebody, look around and find somebody who could give their stories and their language to their succeeding generations.
You have created a number of dictionaries. You've got one for Gumbangia and you're about to launch another one for the dialect of the northern rivers of Yamba and the Clarence?
Yes, it's the Yamba and McLean area. It's a smallish area, but very important. Jaeger language. It's gone to the printers, hopefully in the next few months.
And what other regions have dictionaries?
Starting from Jaeger, Gumbangia, Jungari, which is the McLean Valley, pardon me, the region from Port Macquarie down to Port Stephens, which is three mobs, and one language called Gapang. Then the Hunter River Lake Macquarie area, and round Wyong, called Darkinyang language.
Now, that's five dictionaries, which our listeners would be able to purchase, really, wouldn't they, if they wanted to? Are you able to teach yourself through a dictionary? Or do you need to go to classes?
It's much easier to go to classes.
I noticed that in Foster, Tari and Port Macquarie, the TAFE there is now holding a Certificate 1 in the local Indigenous Aboriginal language. That's a real shift, isn't it? That's a real awakening.
Well, it's we did go down and start lessons down then. We were asked to by the Tari people, and so we started off using the TAFE area because they gave the room for us, and then luckily TAFE got together and decided to they would offer it to the students as a Certificate 1 course. And that then started Tari and then met Foster and Tankari and Port Macquarie.
This afternoon, if you'd like to call in, 1300 222 923. Ross in Tamworth, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, you would like to learn your local Aboriginal dialect.
Yeah, just before I started, I heard Gary talking about TAFE there. My daughter's the head of that TAFE over there.
Oh, really?
So she'd be organising all that stuff for Gary, I'd imagine. Yeah.
She's done well. She's done well. What about you, Ross? Where does your motivation come from?
Yeah, well, my heritage is Nyimpa, which is out Brewarren and right down to Bracken Hill. And, I'm just feeling I'd like to start learning the language. I've had a little bit of a dabble with it but over a few years ago, but I just feel I'd want to get into learning. It's just, I don't know, it's just... just an identity thing, and so I want to pursue that. Yeah. So.
Do you know how you're going to do it?
Well, there's a fellow out there I can contact at Rewarana who's right into that, and he's a good starting point. And then I think I can get some tapes and cassettes and things. And I did some work with a fellow over here, John Chacon, who does a lot of the language around here in Tamworth.
Yeah.
And so I got a contact through John as well there. Yeah. And there was a news item about a month ago about the primary school at Menindee, and they have very high attendance rates for the Aboriginal kids. And the reason for that is because they give them an Aboriginal language training and culture as part of the primary school, and that's a big reason why they get such high attendance there, because the kids are getting their own culture and their own language, learning that as well as the Western stuff. So
good on you, Russ. Thanks. 1300 222 923. Gary Williams is a researcher and also a teacher at the Moorabbin Aboriginal Language Centre. Gary, you just heard Ross there talking about the reaction in classrooms and school attendance going up. What do you see when you're in classrooms teaching Goombangia language?
Pardon me. People, the students, and not only just Aboriginal students, but non-Aboriginal students generally, we get them, we have classes, whole of classes teaching, and they certainly get into it as a group, yes.
What would you say it does for the self-esteem of Aboriginal people?
I think it just that pride of knowing something more about who you are, and to be able to say it, and to be able to, and also knowing that other people, non-Aboriginal people, respect it as well.
Mm. Before we go this afternoon, could you teach us how to say "see you later, alligator"? I've forgotten, Gary. I've forgotten.
Nina Nyagu.
Nina Nyagu.
Gangagir.
Gangagir.
Diragari.
Diragari. Nina Nyagu. Gangagir. Diragari.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator.